And we continue learning Hachzeg Musar Yoimi, Pirkei Avos Yoimi, we should call it for now, with Rabbeinu Yoina. And we remind everyone, Rabbeinu Yoina is a Rishon. It's not just some, contemporary translation, which is beautiful as well. But this is Rabbeinu Yoina. This is a Rishon talking. Just to keep that in mind. And we continue with Mishnah Yud Gimel, who I Omer, he would say, who's talking, Hillel and Shammai, this is Hillel. Neged Shema, Avad Shemei. You try to make your name great, you're going to lose your name. Udulay Maisif, if you do not add on, Yosef, then he will add on. Udulay Yalef, if he does not learn, Ketola Chayef, he is going to deserve death. If you abuse the tago, the crown, chalaf, it's going to pass from this world. So a little bit cryptic, but we're starting to slowly understand that Hillel is teaching us something incredible. Something that perhaps is so important for us to hear in a world that pursues what? That pursues Shema. I want to be great. I want to have the most followers. And what's going to happen, says the Mishnah? Avad Shemei. That's what causes one to lose his name. That's not greatness. Let's see, Rabbi Yoina Ratzalim. What does this mean? Adam Miskavi, Yitzish my Bailam. Someone who is a Bal Gaivon, he gains fame in this world. He did Gaivasa Gdulasai through his arrogance and his importance. Vaisal Shame, Kishem Agadelim Asharbaretz. And he has a great name. Kineged Hashem Agadol Shanimshach Begaiva. But the greater he has his gaiva, kain, yevad, shemaya, avodan, agadol, you know, he's going to fall that much harder. He will not be remembered and he'll be utterly forgotten. How many terrible stories do we know of people like this? And of course, to be critically and always careful, and you know what the answer to all these are? The answer is Hachzeg Musar. The answer is, as we've learned in Mesil Sisharim, and we learned Techaviz Avavais, now we're learning Rabbeinu Yoina on Avais. As we slowly learn how to keep control of ourselves, how we learn that we have an animalistic physical body, but we have to rein in that horse. So teaches us, Rabbeinu Yoina, if one is going to be mitga'eh, if one is going to be arrogant, if one is going to keep on boosting himself up, teaches Hillel, you know what's going to happen? That's going to happen is avad shemei. But adolai ma'isif, if you don't add on, then yosef will be added on. Or it'll be subtracted. Let's see what that means. Mishu chacham in ratzal yosef chacham al chachmasai. So's a chacham. Excuse me. Yosef over here. Not. I read it wrong. Delay maisef. If you don't add on, yosef. It's going to be cut down. It's going to be subtracted. What does this mean? Mishu chacham. So's a chacham in ratzal yosef chacham al chachmasai. Feels. I got it. I know what I know. I don't need to learn anything else. V'yemer b'libay. And he says in his heart, Kvar lamati kol tarkula, I already learned everything. And I know the paths. Mali, why do I have to toil so hard? It's hard to learn. Why do I have to break my brain? What gain does it get? Am I really going to know what I don't know? You know what's going to happen? This person is going to be gathered in from this world. And what for the purpose is there to his life? If he's abandoned the Torah study, quite a dreadful situation that Hashem should say, oh, you don't need to do anything? Okay, we'll just get rid of you. How important it is to always continuously learn and grow. One who does not learn, Ketala Chayev, he's deserving death. One who's never learned is like an animal. Because man was created on this world to learn the Torah, teach the Torah, to teach its beautiful ways. Someone says, I don't need the Torah thing. And he just holds on to his rishos. In royal lichos, he doesn't have any reason to live. Incredibly dreadful story. If you abuse the crown, it's going to pass in this world. But now let's say you do learn, and you honor a Talmud Chacham, but you're miskabed. You know what you do? You honor yourself with the Keser Torah. You enjoy the honor. And you say, I'm so great. And then you start utilizing it for your own reason. You start utilizing and manipulating it via it. This is disastrous. this is going to destroy the person. We'll see in the fourth parak. Do you make the Torah into a crown to become great with it? And not an axe to cut down trees. And if you use the crown, you know what's going to happen. You'll be passing from this world. Rachmana litzlan. Finally, what is the word betaga means? Crown. Pirush taga is keser. Targum and keser. Malchus betaga. The malchus of Yisharim. And taga pirush das. What does it mean? It means religion. Gematria shel taga. And gishmak, the same gematria of taga. Gematria, ki gematria shel das. Shem arba meyas arbaim, which is 440. We're just going to start the next Mishnah. Who are you, Omer? He used to say, Cecil Hillel talking, if I am not for myself, me li, who will I be for? Let's just learn the first half of this Mishnah. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, if I'm not going to take control of myself, I'm not going to be my chiyach myself, I'm not going to reprove myself, shezdaris atzmi b'mitzvahis, if I'm not going to push myself to do mitzvahs, me li, who's going to do it for me? Who's going to manage me? Who's going to push me? Because other people pushing you is good for a moment. Gishmak, someone can push you. Such incredible words. When we come from ourselves, when we realize on our own we need to change. Each and every day, you increase to do the work of Hashem. And there's never going to forget anything. And that is the proper path.